Why don't you mention some of the things that you were doing with your time? You said you wanted to do other things with your time. What kind of things were you talking about?
Well, some of them involved extracurriculars kind of related to med school. The medic free clinics is one of the things I really enjoyed spending time with. Some other community activities and organizations like a soup kitchen, a mentoring program, things like that. But also just things I enjoy doing with my time, just spending time with family. I'm lucky to have family in the area, going for runs or just going to a coffee shop and reading something non-med school. I'm trying to be a good student, but I'm also very much pulled by other interests and other values, I guess you could say, outside of the curriculum.
It notes here that you spent some time working with the Salvation Army Clinic when they're short-staffed, and Sundays at the Savory Sunday Soup Kitchen. This seems over and above a very busy schedule, but why are you committed to doing those things?
Being part of Medic, I mean, I feel a strong obligation and connection to all of the clinics and helping out wherever there's some need. But also just living in the community and knowing there are all sorts of issues going on that are outside my own academic world or personal life. I think it's important just to stay tied in to the greater community and know that at any given time you're still a community member and still need to be engaged. You know, it's what you owe to the people around you, and it's also how you learn and grow. So it's a, I guess it's a two-way street.
I think I'm going to challenge you on something you said there, because you kept using the word you. You'd feel this obligation, and I think you were referring to yourself, as in, I feel this obligation. Why is it that Betsy Doherty feels this obligation, and it appears to me high above the average of what other people who live in the same community with you feel? What is it about your background or your worldview that leads you to be so involved?
A lot of what I did out of college, or the first couple of years out of college, I spent time at Girls Hope, like I'd said, and it's community-based living. So I think that had a strong influence, just being very intensely involved in a number of people's lives and having what they do impact me so intensely and continuously. So everybody's committed to becoming a good physician, and for me, that means spending more time in the community as much as I can, and for others, it means spending as much time with the books as possible now so that down the line, that's going to be a strength they have to offer the people that they serve.